Testing out the moonlight. We be testing out the moonlight. Everything feels all right. We'll be dancing all night.
What are you doing?
Testing out the moonlight.
Yeah.
I mean, was that not made clear?
I think that was the most clear thing I've ever heard.
You're so weird.
Will you test out your moonlight?
You can't just ask a woman to test out her moonlight.
I'm sorry.
Weirdo.
I know. Don't tell HR. Melissa.
Yes.
How's it going?
Good. How's it going with you guys?
Good. Trying to think. What can we talk about on today's podcast? Ooh. On today's show after the show podcast.
It's football season.
I mean, yes, I didn't want to go there.
Why? Oh,
well, I'm glad you brought it up.
I did want to go there, but I didn't want to for your sake, because we already talk so much sports around the office.
Well, it's a little different when we had the honor of having Bears chairman, the Chicago Bears chairman, George McCaskey, on the air. Like, that was a complete honor.
You can listen to that on our Best Of podcast feed, separate feed from this one. Mm-hmm. If you will go to our Best Of Melissa and Austin podcast, you can hear George McCaskey. He's now the owner of the fantasy of Melissa's fantasy football team, as well as the chairman.
Part owner.
Well, let's be honest.
Yeah,
let's be honest. Who's carrying their weight in this partnership?
Oh my gosh, I cannot believe he's so awesome. I love that he took part in that. I mean, it was so exciting.
Let's have a fantasy football draft right here on this podcast, but for something that's not football. Like,
cool. Let's do
My first thing that came to mind was actors.
Okay. Yeah, okay. We can do that.
Okay. I can sense you're not all in.
Well, no.
What do you have?
I don't know. I was thinking something like, I don't know, clothing brands.
Nope.
Clothing brands?
I know nothing about clothing brands.
Yeah, Massimo? Done.
What about for those people who don't know anything about sports? There are those people too.
No,
Kyle?
That's why I said actors.
Yeah.
Huh?
That's why I said actors.
Well, there's a lot of people that don't follow movies. They don't care. There's always going to be somebody that doesn't
care. I think
there's
more people that follow movies than follow clothing brands.
Only because you're a guy.
Touche.
That's her trump card.
I mean, look, I can't.
Well, you're a guy.
Yeah, I mean, touche. She kind of got me there, honestly.
Boomer hosted.
I got you.
I don't know how to come back from that one. Because, I mean, like, I can't disagree.
Nope.
I know, exactly. I got you.
Man.
Okay, fine. We can do actors. That's fine.
Reality TV shows.
Ooh. More specifically, from the early 2000s on MTV.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Next.
That's a terrible first pick.
Okay. Pimp My Ride.
Okay, better.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
You've officially been pimped.
See, I'm trying to think of the names of some of those. It's been so long. What was the one with all the people in the same house?
The Real World?
Real World.
That's what happens when people stop being polite
Cribs.
And start getting real.
Start getting
How about
real?
Cribs?
Cribs is a good one.
That
would be a good first pick.
That one was fascinating to me, watching like other people's Cribs.
Yeah, and it was for me too, but you know the secrets behind Cribs.
What?
A lot of times they weren't their houses.
Mm-hmm.
They would rent the houses and or rent the cars that were in the driveway, and it was all scam.
Everything's fake.
Yeah, what? Like, you'd think, like, the one thing in this world that would be real.
They probably actually had really nice stuff, so why do that? They had a lot of money.
Well, there were some,
or were
like,
they broke,
up-and-coming artists, like Colby Calais or something. You know, like, when she had that song, Bubbly or something?
Yeah.
When it first
came
out.
She's in country music now.
Colby Calais?
She is?
Mm-hmm.
She is not.
She sang the national anthem at a Nashville SC soccer game the other day.
Colby Calais is in country.
Yeah. She lives in Nashville. I know that. I didn't. Also, Melissa Joan Hart lives in Nashville, too, in case you guys were wondering where Clarissa from Clarissa Explains It All lives.
Or
Sabrina the Teenage
Sabrina,
Witch.
Sabrina, I was like, I know her more as Sabrina the Teenage Witch, yeah.
I completely forgot where we were.
Colby Calais?
Oh, yeah, Colby Calais. Like, it was like an artist like her where she was like, she had just had her first hit song, and so like MTV was kind of pushing her, and so they put her on Cribs.
Sure.
And apparently, she gave people a tour of an apartment that wasn't even her apartment.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think the MTV people knew about it?
Yeah, I think so. I think they
really?
Like help
so they
her
were
out.
Bored?
It's kind of
God.
Like House Hunters on HGTV.
Yeah. Ooh, is most that what you're saying? That's fake too?
Most of the time when they shoot House Hunters, they already have like the contract signed for the house that they are.
Oh, that. Yeah, I'm sure. Because otherwise they would have a hard time like navigating the show.
Yeah,
like,
right. So they have the house and then they go and look at like two others, even though they know they're not
going to
choose
They already know which one they're going to pick.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Which yeah, they wouldn't be able
crazy.
To plan the show without it, which I know I like the idea better of them actually like deciding, but you can even tell when it's done. They're like, they're feeding them lines like, well, I really like this one.
Yeah.
The first one. And the other one's like, oh, I really like the second one. But then the third,
yeah.
You can just tell it's fake, but I don't think you could do that show without already having like a house picked out.
Do you watch a lot of HGTV?
I do go in phases. There are times where I have watched hours and hours in a day of HGTV.
Yeah, it can get addicting.
Like Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Yeah,
and
the Property Brothers.
Oh yeah, I love them.
One of them is one of them married to
engaged
Zoe Deschanel.
Yep, Zoe Deschanel.
Why do you have a problem with her? She's awesome. She's so cute.
Because she forces her singing in every role she does.
Maybe they ask her to do it.
Yeah.
They probably ask her to sing.
No way that many casting directors are say, hey, can you sing in this role?
No, I think what happens is there are roles that they know require somebody who can act and sing. And so they already know singing is going to be there. So they ask Zoe Deschanel to do it.
You could take out the fact that she's a good singer in the movie Elf, and this movie is still the exact same.
But that's such an adorable scene. That's one of my favorite scenes in that movie.
Gosh, of course.
It
See,
is.
You're
she's
who
in the shower
to.
And she's singing Christmas songs. Everybody can relate
this
to that.
This is why Zooey Deschanel is so popular. Okay, the theme song to New Girl. Did it have to be her singing?
Why not?
Okay. This is going nowhere. We are treading tires in the mud worse than the people stuck at Burning Man, folks.
What if we
humor.
Drafted our favorite scenes in Elf?
No, because I actually... Can
What's
I tell
wrong
you,
with that one?
Can I tell you guys a secret?
Shut up. Please tell me. Please don't tell
Guys, it's time I come clean.
You
and I feel
movie?
Like I'm already the Ebenezer Scrooge of this show.
I'm so annoyed at what you're going to say here.
I don't like Elf. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Austin?
Guys, I'm sorry.
I cannot,
look, please.
I don't know if I can talk to
Guys,
you right
look
now.
Me in the
what
eyes.
The hell is wrong with you?
I'm sorry.
It's a Christmas movie.
There
and it's
are
a classic.
A million Christmas movies that are and that we can agree on that
Austin,
are great. I don't hate Christmas.
I'm really
just
upset
don't
right
like
now.
Elf.
It's Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell is very funny. There are amazing Will Ferrell movies out there.
Kyle, can you please stop?
I can't talk. Stop
him right now.
Kyle's been rubbing his eyes since
I'm
I told.
To my stomach.
I am sick
it.
To my stomach too. You know what? We're changing the subject because Elf is one of the best Christmas movies
no, okay.
of all
you,
time.
Do you want to know why it rubs me the wrong way?
Oh Jesus Christ!
It's mostly
what?
The ending. Okay.
Because it has a happy ending? You got a problem with that?
No, it has a cheesy ending. It goes so over the top, pandering to little children with their ending. And it was annoying. It was like the whole, like, you know, the whole Santa Claus thing. Like,
what? Which part? What?
Where he, like, flies over the park at the end. And, like, it was just very. Like, it was a great movie up until then. And then, well, and aside from Zooey Deschanel forcing her singing into the role, it was...
That's what Christmas movies are all about, making them seem over-the-top magical.
No,
Christmas is magical.
See, I like movies like Four Christmases, where...
Oh, God.
Have you seen... You've seen Four Christmases.
Yes.
Vince Vaughn, that's a great one.
That also kind of has a cheesy ending.
There's a great...
Good
a
point,
great,
Kyle.
Listen, if
Good
you
point.
Are a Chicagoan... There's a fantastic Christmas movie that I cannot spread the word out about enough with this movie. And I preached its praises last year, and I don't think either of you watched it. So I'm going to continue to do it. I'm going to put this one on my back and until every Chicagoan has seen this movie. It's called 8-Bit Christmas.
I wrote it down to see it. I haven't seen it yet.
You have written down so many movies to see that I have suggested to you.
And I've
you
lost,
haven't watched
one
of them. Let's draft movies that Melissa has promised to watch. Yeah. That she
I keep losing the list.
Wait, do you have the list like in your phone? Do you
No, I would write it down and I keep losing the list. That's why I don't get to
write
the
it down. Put it in your phone.
Oh, fine.
Do you have a list?
No, I keep losing the list. I need a new list.
But you have seen Nocturnal Animals, right? The movie directed by Tom Ford with
no.
With Jake Gyllenhaal? I thought you came in and said I watched this movie and it was so weird. Amy Adams.
Amy Adams, yeah,
Jake
that's
Gyllenhaal.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was a good movie.
I didn't see it.
You should see it. You would love it.
All right, so give me three more I need to watch. So what's it? 8-Bit Christmas.
8-Bit Christmas. Okay.
Okay.
I got number two on your list.
You do? Oh, it's going to be that porn movie. I'm not secret watching
life,
your porn movie. I'm
Cyber Seduction, My Secret Life.
I'm not watching it. It's a porn movie.
It's
you
not,
were weirdly
not
into
porn.
Porn
movie. No,
you're
it's
weirdly
a movie
into porn.
It's
about
porn.
A kid getting addicted to porn. Uh-huh. Yeah.
There is such a difference between a porno and my favorite movie ever created.
How would you know?
I've done some research.
Okay.
Because he got addicted to it. I had to see what he was watching. I was confused.
Okay, there we go.
I don't know if we talked about this movie here on the podcast.
We have not, but we talk about it a lot. We talk about it a lot.
I'm informational, Kyle, because this was a Lifetime original movie.
And wait a minute.
Wow.
Isn't this the weekend? This weekend, you're going to Vermont to see your brother?
Mm-hmm.
And your brother, you and your brothers, this is like an inside joke between you, the three, mm-hmm. you three.
So this is what happened. My brother is 10 years older than me. Was I a mistake? People are asking.
I think we already know the answer to that.
Yeah, I mean, if you see the age transparency.
Are you talking about your birth or your hire here, folks?
Don't clap at that. Don't you clap at that.
Come on, those are two good burns.
Those are great jokes.
Got you. Got you.
One was a good burn, the other was too far. Yet again. So anyway, how dare you interrupt me while talking
Everyone
about my
knows
favorite
that was
movie.
A mistake at birth, but not a mistake getting high.
I'm doing a good job here. So, he comes home from college. And I was one of those teens that liked to stay up as late as I could, so I would stay up until 2-3
You were
in the morning.
One of those.
Yeah, well,
kids.
That's cool. Like,
great.
If you had a brother in college as a teenager, I'm sure that was like really cool.
And he'd like come home and we'd hang out. It was so much fun. And he just goes, "Dude, I found this movie on demand." This is when on demand movies were cool. Found this movie on demand. We need to watch it. And I was like, "What's it about?" He goes, "I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to say anything about the film. But we're watching it." And what I watched was an hour and a half PSA about an all-state swimmer named Justin. You think, man, this kid has everything going for him.
Yeah.
All-state swimmer.
Sure.
Girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
A stable but supportive family. And he decides to go to a party one night, and you're thinking, Kyle... Oh, no.
No, no. He gets wrapped up in drinking and drugs.
Drinking and drugs, because that's what happens at high school parties,
oh,
as we all
know.
And
he throws his whole career away through alcohol abuse.
And there was alcohol at the party.
Shocker.
And he goes to this basement of the party. All the cool kids are hanging there. He got invited to the party by the cool kids, by the way.
Oh.
All the cool kids are hanging there. What are they doing? They're watching porn.
Oh, my gosh.
And what then happens is Justin decides, you know what? Cool kids are doing it. Why not me?
Yeah.
And I'm not going to ruin the movie for you, but all I can say...
Yeah, no, please don't.
All I can say...
We have this on Melissa's list.
...is that the dominoes for his life begin to fall in the wrong direction because of that choice, and... A few years ago for Christmas, because my brother and I had talked about the movie for so long.
Sure.
Ever since we watched it once together, we could never find it again.
Oh, you'd only watched it once together?
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
So we'd always talk about it because it was so funny to us, and it still is. So for Christmas one year, I bought it. We do like for Christmas, you know, pick the name out of the hat. That's who you give. That's who you buy gifts for
like
for
a
Christmas
white
out of the family.
Or something,
kind
of,
yeah.
Yeah.
And so we, I had him, and I got him his gifts. And I was working here. I was literally working, I think, Christmas Eve here, and it hit me. I have the perfect gift for him.
Oh my gosh.
But he had already been home, and I knew there's no store that probably carries this great film.
Yeah, it's not like you could go to a video store like a Best Buy. Yeah. Not that they would carry a Lifetime original movie.
Yeah, especially one of the greatest ones ever made. So I went online and searched it, found it, and it was on like Lifetime.com or whatever. And I had it sent to his house, and I texted his girlfriend who was home, and I was like, look, I know he's not going to be home for a little bit, but you're going to get something on your doorstep in the next few days. Just, it's his gift. Just, got, I'm going to give him a heads up before he leaves. And
but his girlfriend loved that.
Oh, yeah, right.
She watches with us.
What?
She loves the film.
Are you? She loves it, too.
Everybody who watches this movie is obsessed with
She's
it.
She's a fan of fine cinema.
Okay? The fact that it's never been nominated for any awards, criminally
underrated. I mean, don't you have to be in theaters to be nominated? This is a made-for-TV movie.
Emmy? We didn't get an Emmy nomination. Been pushing every year.
Give it a Webby.
So, yes, I am going to Vermont tomorrow night.
How many times are you going to watch this?
Yeah, and how many times since that gift have you watched it with your brother?
So, when he... I'm trying to think if he ever came to Chicago and watched it. I don't think. It was always when I lived in D.C. He came a couple of times, and we watched it. It was like always like he would land, and then that night we'd watch it. And then the last time we watched it together, it was because I got married right around COVID, and we were going to do a I did a bachelor party after my wedding because I couldn't do anything because of COVID.
Right.
So before my wedding, though, my brothers were going to come out and visit in D.C., and it was like it was a football weekend, so we were going to like spend like Saturday, obviously, drink. It's like what I'm doing this weekend, like Saturday drinking, watching football, Sunday drinking, watching football, and just hanging out. And my brother Sean, who I'm visiting this weekend, he flew in early. He flew in a day before my other brother Brian did. So Sean gets in and he goes, all right, man, Brian's coming tomorrow. We're obviously watching this with him, but we got to watch it tonight, just us. And I have an idea. I said, let's hear it. And he goes, let's see if this film syncs up to Dark Side of the Moon.
Like the old Wizard of Oz thing.
So Haley sat in a room with us. We didn't have Dark Side of the Moon on vinyl yet. We got it on Spotify, and she hit play right as the film started. But she had it on shuffle, and I don't think I've ever yelled at my wife like that.
Oh no.
I was just like, Haley, come on!
Come on, Haley.
But I will say, the good news was money did hit when he was watching some porn.
So. Really?
Everybody, yeah.
Boom, doom, boom, 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 yeah. Boom, doom,
doom, as he's like boom, up late at night just clicking. Oh, man. So, yeah, I get to watch that soon. And and also to finish that story, my brother ended up not being able to fly in last minute because he had to help my mom with some stuff. So,
did you watch it the second night with your brother?
No, we didn't. I think
would you ever watch it three nights consecutively? You should try that.
Yeah, try. Go for the record.
You mean my plan for this weekend?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know what's funny? They're going to make a new Lifetime original movie about a guy who is addicted to a movie about a guy who is addicted to porn.
Oh my gosh. I can't. Oh God. You guys just got me excited for my trip.
Okay, don't say excited as we're talking about this.
I know. Ew, gross.